Well, boarding has been a part of the King's experience ever since the gates opened in 1832 with William Grant Broughton as our first headmaster. We have over 350 boarders here in the senior school from all over the world. Yet a couple of hundred kilometres down the highway at the King's School Tudor House, an ideal and incredibly unique setting, Tim Jenkinson, who heads up boarding down there, has some wonderful stories about the power of boarding at Tudor House.
Medley House is the co-educational boarding house at the Tudor House campus of the King's School. Set in the heart of the New South Wales Southern Highlands countryside, just outside Mossvale, Tudor House has been providing an inspirational all-round education and unrivalled opportunities for primary school age boarders for over 120 years. Medley House sits at the very heart of the Tudor House campus. Boarding not only provides the ideal environment for our young students to study to their full potential, but also enables them to take better advantage of the wide range of opportunities on offer and develop stronger friendships with those around them. Our boarders develop the skills of living in a community, such as participation and tolerance, become more independent and thrive within the environment. The staff of Medley House aim to foster every boarder's happiness, confidence and individual passions, helping them to achieve their potential, to cultivate their love of learning and to stimulate their love of life. With well over a century's experience, we know primary school age boarders flourish in an environment where hard work, integrity and originality are both valued and rewarded. Our boarders are encouraged to get stuck in and get a bit muddy, challenge themselves. As a result, the boys and girls of Medley House learn the benefits of teamwork, grow in courage, and thrive within our vibrant community. Staff encourage and assist boarders in all aspects of school life, from achieving their academic and sporting goals, to offering support and advice on relationships, current affairs, and life skills. We're always on hand to support the boarders and create a warm, homely community. We oversee their daily routine and arrange enjoyable and inspirational activities to keep the children busy and happy. Boarders enjoy action-packed weekends filled with fun activities, including trips in the local area and further afield, organised games and activities, sports training, and a wide range of adventures around the grounds. There is always someone to whom a boarder can turn, someone who will listen, advise, and support.
The thing that I love the most about Tudor House is the freedom. You get to ride your bikes around the amazing 100 plus acres of the Tudor House country. It gives you a great opportunity, especially for the people who come from the city. Well, what surprised me the most was how welcoming the community was, how everyone was so kind. I also love the fact that all the teachers are amazingly kind. I did do a trial the year before I came, so I did know multiple people. I think it's a great opportunity for you to get ready for your high years, because many people from Tudor may be going to King's. When I was at home by myself. I had no one to play with. All of my sisters were either boarding school or university, so I didn't really have anyone to play with. To have mates that you're living 24/7 with is amazing, to get that opportunity.
What I love about Tudor House is that you're always with your mates, and it's just a lot of fun. When I first came to Tudor House, the thing that surprised me the most was how independent we could be. We all didn't have to do something as a group. We could just go and play with our friends individually, either down to Westfield to kick footy or just down Hamilton Lawn, chat with my friends or go in the jungle gym. It was pretty easy to make friends that I didn't know before, because everybody was really friendly and welcoming. It's just awesome because there's always somebody you can hang out with, like the younger boys. Say I was in year five, the boys in year six would also be just as kind as the boys in your year.
Look, I think the boys from Tudor House have that distinct advantage that they've been together, they come up as a cohort, and they've already experienced boarding and what it's like to be a boarder and the community living environment that they have. They know how to make their bed, they know the routines, they know the structures, which are very similar both in Gowanbray Boarding House and in Tudor House. So they know what to expect when they get here, and that helps them a lot in the transition, particularly with homesickness. We find that the Tudor House boys don't get as much homesickness as the other boys. That doesn't mean that they don't get homesick, obviously, they do at times, but it seems to be a lot less with those boys. Some of the activities that we do for the boys to help them transition from Tudor House or from wherever they are is the sleepover weekend, where we take them through different things that they'd experience when they're up here, simple things, making beds, and the expectations that they're gonna have when they come up here to the senior boarding school. I go down and we chat to the staff, we have a transition handover. At that time, I also go and introduce myself to the boys so they know who I am and they can actually recognise me and they're familiar with me. So when they come up here, they're not coming to the unknown, they know what to expect and the people that are going to be involved with them. I find with the Tudor House boys, they're the leaders in the cohort because they know the community living, they know the expectations, and they buddy up with the other boys. And we talk a lot about family within the boarding environment. And I ask them to come forward and step up. They're used to it, they know the expectations. We ask them to come and step up with someone that might be from out the bush, someone that's not familiar with boarding, and assist them in their transition as well. We've got that buddy system. We also have the year 10 monitors that come in, and they're my eyes and ears. We also have two house captains from year 12. They also walk around, and they help me out, and they identify areas that the boys may need assistance or just made a little guidance.
It's quite different. There's a much different timetable, but it's really good coming down with a few of your tutor mates. And there's a lot more prep and work, but it's bigger opportunities and there's much more to do. Senior boys are quite nice. They help you out if you need any. Tudor House set me up for boarding really well since it got us used to being away from home. The facilities here are crazy. Everything's much bigger, and at the start it's quite hard to get your way around. Like, it's term two now and I still see people that I've never seen before, but they're in my year. It's quite strange.
Boarding at Tudor House prepared me. It's a lot different to Tudor House. Everything is at different times. Everything's a lot faster. Everybody's really nice. All the older boys, very welcoming. The year 10 monitors in Downbrae, they help us a lot from homework. We go in the afternoons, go out and play rugby with them on the fields.
Well, we hope you've enjoyed some of the stories of our staff and students here in King's Boarding. It's a very special place, full of history and culture. Well, we're about to head out on the road for our regional tours. So to find out more about when we're coming near you, jump onto the school's website. I'm Mike Simons. We'll see you next time.